Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. It's time now for Light for the Pathway with W.A. Thompson.
And once again, we greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus, our wonderful Savior of sinners, one who receives sinners, who is the Son of God, who laid his life down and took it up again. And he now is seated at the right hand of the throne of God, making intercession for us. Psalm 75 tells us whence cometh promotions. And there are many attempts made by people, many efforts in teaching people how to get promotions, and these are promotions in the world. And it seems as though the person who will follow many of the things that people tell them, they will be the ones who get the promotions. But the scriptures tell us whence come promotions. I have heard of people doing all the right things and failing to be promoted. I have heard of those doing all the wrong things and still getting promoted in spite of themselves. And I've heard of people just not doing anything, just being there, not even knowing that they were going to receive their promotion, receiving a promotion. In Psalm 75, these scriptures give to us the account of these. And I pray that you will follow with me in this portion of Scripture. In verse 6, for promotion cometh neither from the east, nor from the west, nor from the south. Now the east is from the front, the way things you would expect, the way things would naturally flow, a frontal approach. The Hebrew word, I believe for front is the word east, or a derivative thereof. And the scriptures tell us that promotions do not come from the natural way of things, from facing the front. Well, where then do they come? Well, they don't come from the west. That is looking away from things, the way that things have passed by, and things from the past that you cannot control. It's many would expect things to, that they leave wishes and desires how things are to flow. And many times that doesn't happen. Or what about from the south, from the low country, from below, from here on the earth, the devisings of men? That's not the source of promotions. And verse 7 says, but God is the judge. He putteth down one and setteth up another. Now notice the three directions that are given, three points of the compass, the east, the west, and the south. And there is no mention of the north, and which meaning above, it tells us here, however, that God is the judge. He putteth down one and setteth up another. Have you gotten it settled in your mind that you want to be God's man or woman? Is it settled with you that you will set out to please the Lord and that you will please him at all cost? Is it a matter settled with you that your primary concern is how the Lord sees what you do? Is the Lord pleased with your work, your attitude? We must always be asking ourselves that. You know, if we live like that, that is an indication of those who fear the Lord. In other words, you are living in such a way that you want the Lord, that you know you're walking around in his very presence, naked and open unto his eyes, with whom we have to do, then we don't have to be ashamed of our work if we're doing our work as unto the Lord, knowing that he is the one who sets down one and exalts another. Heavenly Father, we ask again for the blessings of the Lord upon this program and upon all who hear. May the Spirit of God bring conviction upon the lost and strength to those who know thee as Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. In the Gospel according to John, chapter 16, again, we want to take up at verse 13. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he will show you things to come. Howbeit, when he, now notice another name for the Holy Spirit of God, he is the Spirit of truth. Another name for the Spirit of Christ, the Spirit of truth. Another name for the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth. When he is come, notice what he is going to do. Guide us, guide you into all truth. Now, in order for us today to be saved, he has to have come into our hearts, into our lives. He's in us, and he is there to guide us. He guides us in understanding what his word says. You must have your Bible. You must read the word of God if you're going to know what God would have you to know. Because you're not going to get handwriting on the wall. You're not going to get messages written across the sky. The only source of having your faith to grow is God's word. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word. Now, if you don't get into your Bible, don't expect to have more faith. You need to read of how God today, or the God of yesterday, is able to work today. And we are saved by this God who created the world, who called a man, raised that man up, and brought that man to a place of blessings, and said to that man that in his seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. That man, of course, is Abraham. That seed, that holy seed, is the Spirit, is the Lord Jesus Christ. And this was fulfilled, as was told in the book of Luke, chapter 1. And so the Lord, this God who worked in Abraham's day, is our God today. He is our God, and he can work and will work today just as he worked in Abraham's day. And the Lord guides us into all truth. I think I can go ahead and expand upon that a bit about Abraham and pointing out of this matter of being guided by the Lord is that Abraham had moments of when he lapsed in his faith. He became confused or became doubtful or became fearful and thought that he had to put his trust in something else or a plan that he devised. He resorted to earthly means in an attempt to protect himself and to protect his wife, to protect his life, and deny that Sarah was his wife. And on these two occasions, he said that she was not his wife. And he, of course, grieved the heart of God. But each time he did this, something happened. Something that was not going to go away as quickly as he had brought it on himself. So when we in our lives, when we are given over to the Lord and we are led by him, there is never a place where he says, this is as far as I go, you'll have to make it here from here on your own. No, even in those times when it seems as though the road has run out, when it seems as though everything is going to run out, and there is nothing else to look for, the Lord would still have us to look to him. He will guide us into all truth. When you are studying the word, and there seems to be times in your life when it's so difficult, and you think that you have to abandon God's way of righteousness to get through a difficult time, then you've been deceived. The Holy Spirit of God will help us not to abandon God's way. But we find ourselves listening to, looking to, resorting to those things that do not please the Lord. And we many times will feel the Lord led me to do this. No, that's not true. Many times people, when they're lonely, will say, well, but I'm lonely, and so I will do this particular thing, whatever it is that you may do that's spoken against in the Word of God. Or I'm afraid, and whatever it is you resort to take care of your fear. Whatever it is you turn to. The Lord never leads us in the path or a longer path that is contrary to His holy nature. He guides us into all truth. He teaches us about the Bible. We do not deny who Christ is. And I'll give you a very clear point here. In 1 John, when the Lord tells us this, what the Holy Spirit of God teaches, what He lets us to know, and one who is indwelt by the Holy Spirit of God will have these matters settled in his heart and mind. 1 John 4, Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God, and every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come. And even now already it is in the world, or is it in the world? So, the Lord lets us know we can tell who is on the Lord's side by the way they talk about the Lord Jesus. If they deny that He has come in the flesh, then the Bible tells you this is the spirit of Antichrist. The devil denies this truth. Lost people deny this truth. Lost pastors and preachers and teachers deny this truth. Every spirit that is of God confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh, and it is and is of God. This is what the Lord teaches in His Word. And there are many people who will stand in pulpits, lead congregations, and deny that Jesus Christ is God in the flesh. They deny this. And I even heard of a man coming to a church, and this church at one time was known to be a very strong church, but over the years they became watered down, and they had a man come to the church, and he made fun of the Bible. I remember one time I was preaching in the with the military, called us to preach to a group of servicemen, Army group. And my time for preaching at that time was over, and the next man came in. He never heard me preach, and he made fun of the doctrine of hell, and I'd been preaching on that. That was one of the things he came in. It was funny to him to talk about hell. I don't know what else went on after that, but that was they gave me a presentation for being there in that group, and then I left. So you know that an unsaved man denies the fundamentals of the faith. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank Thee for the Holy Spirit. May we ever be sensitive to Him as He guides us into what the Bible teaches, and that we'll obey it for Jesus' sake. Amen.